to the UAE. Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Just stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Let's get it.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live and we are back at it for our final week of, well,
just for 2 weeks. We're only taking 2 weeks off.
I know.
So we're off this. We're doing this week and then we're off for the next 2 weeks. Hi, good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning, Chris Fade.
Another beautiful weekend upon us. Weather-wise, humid and hot. It's going to stay with us. Congratulations, England last night. Just getting through to the next round of the Euros.
Yes, edge of the seat stuff. Well done to England.
Yep. Played Slovakia, right? No. Yeah, Slovakia.
Yes.
I watched it up until first half of extra time.
Okay.
And I figured you had it.
You were late up then.
I was. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I was up till about 10:45, 11 o'clock last night.
Oh, big fan, big fan.
I mean, England, they've got to change their ways, huh?
Yeah, it's boring to watch,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, why don't they get any of their good players that are on the bench on?
Like, they should do that earlier on, yeah.
Yeah, the exciting guys. Why?
I don't know. I mean, Gareth Southgate just set in his ways, I think. He knows what he likes, and then he just panics at the end.
Yeah, it's interesting.
well done to India, though, as well, in the cricket.
Oh, don't even start. That was a good match as well. Sorry to South Africa, but India took it out. It was another close match as well.
That was
some
crazy.
Good sport over the weekend. Yeah, good sport over the weekend. Birthday girl, Nala, is now with us. Good morning, Nala.
Good morning. Sorry.
It's all right. You're not. Everything's fine. It's your birthday today. Everything's okay. Whatever you do wrong, today...
doesn't count.
It's not a wrong. It's always a right because it's your birthday.
Wow. Okay.
Whatever you want to do today, it's your day. Okay.
What do you want to do, Nala? I don't know.
No, she doesn't know what she wants to do.
No. Nope.
All right. That's great.
Play Taylor Swift. Maybe something.
We'll do a Taylor Swift marathon.
Maybe choose her song.
Yeah, how about we do that for her? Maybe you choose her song for Pick My Head. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but let's see. Okay, let's get the show on the road. We've got a big one once again. I guarantee this week that we will give away 10,000 dirhams cash with the pop quiz. We will give it away. What day will it be? We're about to find out this week.
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to be celebrating a little bit of Manala's birthday. We'll do that, definitely. Gossip, Pretty Malik, you've got that coming up.
Justin Timberlake jokes about his arrest, and I think Coldplay just had the most epic set of their careers.
Yeah, unbelievable.
We got to talk about it.
They've set the bar high for all other bands.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm having a bit of a... I don't know, like a poll. We're gonna roll a poll here because I'm doing something with my children, with my kids, and I want to see if anyone can relate to it because I put it up on my social media last night, and man, did I get a lot of responses.
Is it a parenting?
It's like a parenting thing going on right now, so I want to work that out with you guys.
Sure,
okay,
sure.
Let's go. 0487155444. Phone lines are open right now. Give me a call. Let's get you on the show. I want to find out what's going on in your life and help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio and wish Nala a happy birthday.
That's right.
0487155444. Did you do anything yesterday, Nala? Nala, your official birthday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything yesterday?
No.
Nothing at all. No. Just chill with the family.
Yeah.
Who's are those kids that I keep seeing on Instagram?
They're my cousin's kids.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So would you cut some cake?
Yes.
What cake did we go for?
So I got strawberry tart.
Nice.
And then I also got a red velvet cake.
Yummy.
I'm not a fan of red velvet.
No. I'm not a fan in general of like big cakes.
Cakes, yeah.
Yeah.
But red velvet had that phase where every cake, any party you went to, it was
everyone was red velvet.
Everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's a red velvet. I'm always like, I never liked it.
No, I didn't like it.
I mean, the straight out, like a cheesecake.
Cheesecake is great.
Cheesecake is amazing.
Just those birthday cakes in general, I'm not too fussed about. Spongy
I realize a lot of
chocolate. Oh my god! Did
you guys?
Vanilla cake is top tier, my friend.
Did you guys ever have a McDonald's ice cream cake when you were younger?
We used to do Baskin Robbins Carvel ice cream cake.
I know that. Yeah, I've heard of those ones.
Yeah.
But did growing up, did every McDonald's have an ice cream
cake? I don't remember.
If you had a birthday at McDonald's, was that a big thing for you guys?
Yes, yeah. That and Burger King.
I don't remember.
Burger King, no, not for us.
I think it was a big thing in Australia because the first thing that comes up when I Google McDonald's ice cream cake is Australia.
Man, they were like, that's all you did in Australia for your birthday was if you could have a McDonald's birthday, like that was it. But you used to get the ice cream cake involved and that used to be like the gold, which you couldn't get otherwise. You had to have it as a birthday. Oh. You had to pre-order it.
I don't know if McDonald's had that growing up for us.
I don't think we had it in England.
Because we had Carvel and Baskin Robbins, who are known for ice cream cakes. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. They're the cakes. Interesting. Well, listen, happy birthday, Nala. My kids. And Shanina is on with us. Hi, Shanina.
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Nala.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. It's 10 past 6, Monday, July 1st. I can't believe it's already the 1st of July, which is crazy. Shanina, what are you doing?
I'm on the way to work.
What do you do?
B11.
What do you do?
I'm a personal assistant.
You're a PA? So,
yes.
That's a hard job, man. You always got to read the mind of
the
person that you work for. Who's the person you work for? I mean, don't have to tell me their name, but what do they do?
I have two. One is the director for R&D.
Okay.
The other one is the COO for commercial.
Good on you.
I have two different personalities.
They can't do it without you. You know that. They can't do it without you.
Yes.
They need you. All right, listen. Help us choose the next song that gets played right now on Virgin Radio 104.4. We're good to go. Birthday girl Nala, what do you want to play?
I want to hear Taylor Swift.
Birthday girl Nala.
Happy birthday.
All right. Pretty, what do you want to hear?
I could sure use those 2 points, Shanina. How about the Backstreet Boys?
I thought you did this one.
I did it.
No.
I think you did it. It's all right. Let it slide.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
All right.
Tell me why.
Rossi, what do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear some Kanye West, please.
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Oh.
For the day I die, I'ma test the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking.
All right, thank you, Rossi. And I want. It is her birthday. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. I mean, this would only really work for today.
It's your birthday. And you know we
don't. It's 50 Cent in the club. I want this for Nala. Shanina, tell us which song do you want?
I'll go with you, Chris. And wish Nala happy birthday.
And it's over again
there
for
it
another
is.
Season. Boring.
Thank you, Shanina.
Boring. Shanina, the game
won.
Is over.
I have just
boring.
Won. Thank you, boring. Shanina. You are an absolute legend, and it's Brittany's
boring.
And Brittany's lost. So she's not liking it. Nala's birthday. This makes
she's
sense.
She's not even happy.
This song makes
you win
sense
all the time.
Shanina, you are
Nala.
A star.
Nala, I chose you last time.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Boring.
I want you to choose Pretty. I'm
no.
Okay. I'm already losing.
Here it is. Oh, I'm going to celebrate after this song. I've just won the whole series. I haven't lost one.
Boring.
Bye, Shanina.
Bye. Have a nice day.
She's so good, Shanina. Happy birthday, Nala. It was good to win. That's all I'm going to say. It was good to win. Thank you so much once again. And this song is dedicated to all of the team here on The Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh, stop it.
Kendrick Lamar. You guys. Not like us. Not like us. The winners!
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Celine Dion made a surprise appearance at the NHL draft this week. This was so cool. Her first appearance since her documentary was released this week. She announced the Montreal Canadiens' 5th overall pick. The crowd went wild. Like, everyone was so happy to hear her.
Good evening, everyone. I'm excited and très fier d'être ici ce soir. With the 5th overall selection in the 2024 NHL draft, the Montreal Canadiens are proud to select Ivan Demidov.
I haven't watched a documentary yet. I want to watch it.
Yeah, I want to see it as well. It obviously follows her journey with stiff person syndrome, which we don't really know much about, but we just know that she is suffering with it. But it was
she can't sing.
It was so great to see her, though, on stage. So she looked amazing.
Well,
she looked amazing.
Celine Dion, legend.
Okay, Kanye West is being sued by former employees of an app he created, claiming that he and his former chief of staff engaged in, quote, forced labor and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment. Mm. Now, the two are accused of making false promises to pay their adult and minor employees. I don't know why they have minor employees. And forcing them to work long hours. And they even went on to say that they were openly mocked. Racist jokes were made. Names were being called. So now they are suing Kanye and his former chief of staff.
You know, I like Kanye, but yeah. If Kanye wanted to do a business with me, I don't think I could do it,
because
I just don't think it's going to end well. I really don't. I mean, it'd be very difficult. I just don't think it's going to end well.
What's the word where you sort of sabotage yourself? You know, like
self-sabotage.
Yeah,
he'd do that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. He would.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing he'd do.
You know what was weird on my Instagram Explore page yesterday? A photo came up of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West together, and I clicked on it, right?
Yeah.
It was from 2015, and it was a photo from Kim Kardashian's page.
And that was being pushed?
That's what came up on my Explore
page. That's weird.
I know, and I'm like, why am I getting pushed content from
2015.
9 years ago.
That's crazy.
And it was them. It was weird.
That's
flashback.
Weird. Finally, Eminem. We are going to get new music from him tomorrow. So he's teasing his brand new single. It's called Toby. He's teamed up with fellow Detroit natives Big Sean and Baby Tron. Let's have a little tease of it.
Here we go.
Yeah. Boy, Toby Maguire got bit by a spider, but see, me, it was a goat.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That Tron guy, I was on his, Baby Tron, I was on his Instagram yesterday to find out who this guy was. I'd never heard of him. Yeah, some like white rapper dude. Doesn't look like he's great.
Oh, he's up.
But so everyone was saying Eminem, Eminem fans, like the real hardcore fans, are like, why are you teaming up with Baby Tron? He's just nothing but a mumble rapper. Like, why are you doing this?
Well, can I say that? I don't want to play any of his music now because I think there's a lot of profanity in it. But yeah, that I thought that this Baby Tron guy, he's like Eminem used to flow, so Eminem could rap. When he was rapping with the music, the beat was on, and this Baby Tron guy, and I'm not hating on the dude, but it was like there was a beat playing, and the guy was just talking.
Oh, I hate that.
He's just talking.
Yeah. That's what, so people are actually really upset, so I think everyone's going to be waiting to hear when the full song drops tomorrow to see what it sounds like. Yeah. The first single, obviously, Houdini, we love. It sounds like old Eminem. It's amazing. So it's going to be interesting to hear how the second follow-up single to that is going to sound.
What a great opportunity for this.
Yeah, right?
Baby Tron.
Well, I think one of the big reasons Eminem might be using him is because he's also from Detroit. So I think he always leans towards Detroit rappers. Big Sean is also from Detroit.
He's got a million followers.
I found a clean version here. Should I try it?
How clean is the clean version?
It just says Baby Tron, Emperor of the Universe. Clean,
I'll give you.
I mean, let's see if anything.
Who's this guy?
I'ma say no.
Lamb chop past
the wood, I'ma say no. You ain't never seen the Drake with the acorn. Lamb chops with the zip, steak sauce. Seen a mighty got to run it home like it's baseball. If you ain't independent, stay your ass at home.
Oh, well, that's not that clean. But can you see? But do you see what I say? He just talks.
Yeah.
He's like, I've just been going through the streets and trying to work out if I'm gonna be there. Like, okay, awesome.
I mean, he must be doing something right for Eminem to be like, jump on a track with me and be the second single off my album. Right. Crazy.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Molly Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
So I got my family in town.
Yeah.
And I've got mum and dad here. I've got my brother. Oh, no, my brother's flying in about a week. But I've got my sister here, my brother-in-law, their kids, my kids. It's been great. Like, I love it. There's no better time for me than being around my family, right? Like, I absolutely love it.
Mm. But. I knew it was coming.
Like, do you remember that Home Alone scene when they're all leaving to go to get into the car.
Yes.
Now it's just frantic. It was crazy.
It was chaotic. The alarm went off late. Like everyone was running around.
That's what's going on right now. It is crazy. Like I am. I went to the fantastic Roxy Cinemas last night,
nice.
Or yesterday afternoon, and I was had the honor of hosting the launch of Despicable Me's 4. Right,
that's so exciting.
It's not out for 4 days, by the way. It's not out for four days, but I was down there at Roxy.
That's so cool,
And it was fabulous. It's got this huge, extreme screen. It's like the size of two tennis courts. It's crazy, right? So I was there to host the event,
right?
So it's a little bit of like, it's play, but it's also work, right? And so I said to my family, hey, I'm going to go to Dubai Hills Mall. I'm going to do something for a couple of hours.
Mm.
If anyone wants to roll with me, just let me know and you guys can go to the mall and do your thing. I mean, 10 of them put their hands up and said, we want to come.
So isn't that everyone?
Yeah.
How many in total did you
say? The only person that said that didn't want to go, guess who?
Brianna. She knew.
Brianna knew. She was like, my wife was like, I'm out of here.
I get the house to myself. Yeah,
exactly.
That's it.
So Brianna and Cruz were the only two at my house that were, and so I got them into one car. I've got a 7-seater car, so I got all us into one, and then I had to order an Uber for... No, sorry. I got us into one. I was driving, and then my dad was like, oh, I said, I'll get an Uber. Dad was like, no, there's no need. There's no need. There's no need. There's no need. I'll drive.
Why are you talking like that?
Because that's how dad is, and I'm like, okay, I'll follow you. I don't know how to get there, so drive slow and make sure that you don't lose me.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay, Dad.
Stressful.
So now I'm driving to Dubai Hills Mall, all right? I'm driving to Dubai Hills Mall. Dad is driving like 50 kilometers on Sheikh Zayed Road.
Oh, no.
That's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
So, like, I'm already going, like, I'm going 80 on Sheikh Zayed Road. That is slow. I'm getting past.
Yeah.
Dad is still all the way back. Because he's used to driving in Australia, and I'm like, oh my gosh, come on. This movie's about to start.
Like, you're working. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the mall. So eventually we get to Dubai Hills Mall, and it was all fine. We find parking, we get in there. I end up just leaving the mall.
Yes.
I say, guys, I got some work to do. I'll see you guys around. Have your phones on. So I walk up now to the Roxy Cinemas, and I'm doing my thing. And
you're working.
I'm in this little private back room, right? Just prepping up to get into this show, to go onto the stage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All nine of them just walk. They're walking into this private back room.
Ow.
And I'm like, "What are you guys doing here? We want my mum. I wanted to show them how you work. I want them to see you, Habibi, in what you do." I'm like, "Okay, all right, hi guys. Yep, okay. I'm just about to go on the stage." Mum, God bless her, will talk to an ant.
Yeah.
My mum, if there's an ant, my mum will tell the ant my entire life story.
Yes.
And like Amazing Muhammad, who's like the GM there, he's so lovely. So lovely. My mum is like, and he's got a lot on his plate as well. Like, he's prepared this huge launch at Roxy for Despicable Me 4. And my mum, my grandson Malik would absolutely love to be here. And he's being polite. Like,
yeah, he's like,
oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. You know, I have many grandchildren and I would love to bring them here one. Mom, I love you so much, Mama. But we're really,
that's how
really
you start.
Busy.
Yeah, you got to start like that.
We're really, really busy. All right. Okay. Sorry, Habibi. Sorry. So then I go in and I do my thing, right?
Are they in the theater watching
they
you?
They come and watch me in the theater.
Okay.
And then I'm done. It was great. It was fantastic. The movie, by the way, is really, really good.
I'll watch that.
Comes out in 4 days. They end up leaving. We all split up now. We're in the mall. We're all split up.
Yes.
Everyone goes and does their thing.
Right.
Dad wants to roll with me. God bless him.
Aww.
So I like, Dad will always roll with me.
I like that.
Within about 15 minutes, everyone's arguing.
About what? Where?
One niece needs a jumper, wants to buy a leather jacket. They're saying, we're not buying you a leather jacket. She's now like bawling her eyes out, nearly crying. Oh. She's calling me saying, Uncle Chris, I don't want to walk with him. I want to walk with you. And I'm like, okay, sure. Where are you? I'm out front of Catch 22. I'm like, Catch 22. Where's that?
The restaurant.
It's
upstairs.
The restaurant. I'm at the other end of the mall.
Oh, God.
I got Nushi and Kiki going, Dad, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go home. George is like, slow down. He walks as slow as he drives.
Can I tell you what went through Chris's head right there? This is a snapshot of what's to come in London and Italy.
We're traveling together for two and a half weeks.
This is what's to come. Add another family to the
mix.
I'm
done. We haven't even left Dubai. I'm tapping out. I'm out.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
We're giving you a chance to win with QDs. You can go watch all your UEFA Euro Cups games there. Here we go. Let's see. Got to answer the phone. Where they go? My man.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, legend. What's your name?
I'm Johnny.
Johnny, you WhatsApp QDs to 048715544. We gave you a call. You answered the phone, screaming goal. You've won 750 dirhams to spend there, man. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Are you following the Euros? Are you watching it?
Yes.
Who are you supporting? Portugal? Spain? Who?
Portugal, yeah. But I'm working in a Portuguese company, that's why.
Okay.
Of course you are, of course you are. Well, listen, brother, you're going to go down to QDs. These guys are great. They've got large screens, great food, air-conditioned tents as well. Yeah. They've got a great fan zone area as well, so go and enjoy it. You got 750, all right? Oof.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's so
nice.
Cool.
Nice, it's great down there, yeah. Big screen, massive screen, live commentary, fantastic.
Oh, they got live commentary?
Yeah, they got the, you know, the when the football's on.
Okay.
Well, that's an added bonus. Do some places not play the commentary?
Some places just have, like, MuseCon in the background.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
I thought it was, like, live commentary. Like, there's two people there going, well, welcome, everybody.
Like we did that time.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to the twins, Daniela and Rafael, celebrating their 10th birthday today. They're on the school run. Morning, twins. Morning, guys. We are live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Your pop quiz coming up for that work or school run in about 10 minutes, all right? In about 10 to 13 minutes, we'll get that out. And we guarantee to give away 10,000 dirhams cash this week with Rackbank. All right, it is going to happen. What do you want to talk about here, Ross?
Well, I just thought that you were complaining about having to travel with your family. How many family members have you got again?
In total, there's going to be 16 of us traveling together.
I love
16.
That.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. Well,
actually, in London, because we've got London family as well.
Yeah.
Like when they're there, there's like 22 of us all together.
That's the best.
It's the best, but it's so hard because
everyone wants to do something different.
Yeah.
Finding restaurant bookings, like trying to just get in anywhere.
Like my uncle that lives in London, we land in London at like, I think, 7 o'clock at night. 14 of us coming through, and he's like, I want you to come straight to my house when you land. We're like, we're staying in town, right? He lives near Ascot,
right,
which is like the total other end.
Okay.
And I said, no, we can't. I said, we're going to land. We've been traveling for like 10 hours. We're going to go straight to the hotel and like just
chill.
Mm. No, I want you to come to our house.
Right. And it begins.
And then I'm like, oh my gosh. He's like, you know, I've got to respect my elders. He's my uncle.
Course.
And I'm like, uncle, we've got like two kids under the age of two as well. Like, I don't, you know, and like, I'm, you know, Brianna and my sister-in-law who have got the kids are like, we can't get off at like a 10-hour flight.
And then travel another hour.
And then travel another hour in a car to go to a house.
And then go back.
And then have to stay there for a couple of hours.
Unless Ascot is near the
airport.
It is.
It's like 25 minutes.
That's what he's saying. He's saying it's 25. Yeah, but we're staying in town. So we're going to go to his house, sit there, have dinner and do whatever, finish up at like 9-10 o'clock at night, then have to drive
to Camden
to where we're staying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is how long? It's like 4 minutes.
I mean, do you know what he's done though? He's bought tickets for everyone to fly.
I know. He's a generous guy. He's got a big heart.
So from here, he's paid for every family member's ticket.
He's paid for everything.
Not every family member, some of them.
Cruz doesn't need a ticket.
Well, no, he still pays. You pay a small amount for a kid under
Taxes?
Two.
What, taxes?
Yeah, I think you're going to pay some type of taxes.
Okay.
Aren't kids free?
No.
So they're all flying. Are you flying economy, though?
Yeah.
Wow, first time for everything.
Look at how happy they are.
Wow.
Guys, even Nala.
Wow. I'm very happy.
I just feel so bad.
I hadn't seen business class till I was like 29 years old.
That's
like,
why I feel bad.
No, I'm all right. I'm ready to go with the family. I'll sit in a crate.
Okay, well, I just need to get you ready because I've got a list of the most annoying airline passengers, so just be wary of these.
This is a list of the most annoying airline passengers.
And if you want to add to the list, by the way, you can WhatsApp us 0487155444.
All right, let's
see. One of the most annoying airline passengers. You've got to deal with this. You go in economy.
Yeah.
This is brilliant.
Well, let's see if it resonates with you listening to this.
The kicker. Passengers who kick your seats.
Oh, I hate that. Worst.
I had one over the. I had one just the other day when I was coming back from Armenia. It was a kid.
Oh,
just kept kicking the back
of
my seat.
That's happened to me before.
Were and you the economy parents- there as well?
No, I was in business, but I was in the last row of business.
Right.
Which meant the row behind right. us was economy.
Yeah. Oh.
And this kid just kept kicking the seat.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
I did the look back, like, you know, just to give the parent, like, yo, what's going on?
They didn't care.
Didn't care.
Yeah. The stinker, those with bad body odor.
Mm.
Oh, that's bad.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's so bad.
On a flight for 8 hours or whatever.
Mm. You get used to it.
Really?
Yeah, just you know, it's like being in a
acclimatizing.
You know, when you're in a taxi, you get that first hit.
Yeah,
within a couple of minutes, you're like you're tasting that thing. You're okay with it.
You're tasting that thing.
It's true. It's a true story. Tell me you don't get in.
I've got a massive list here. The leaner, someone who leans on your seat.
It's weird. It's like if you're sitting in the three.
And
like you gotta stay in the box.
Who gets the armrest?
That's always the battle.
Yeah.
The noisy kid. Oh, I wonder how Cruz is going to be on the flight.
Hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah. Are you going to drug him up?
No, it's only 6 hours. No, why not? It's only, I did that to my kids once before, and I gave him too much as well. I don't want to do it again.
Now, Chris, you haven't had to deal with this for a long time, but you're going to have, and just brace yourself for this, mate.
What?
You're going to have a recliner in front of you, I think.
What do you? Oh, someone that goes back.
Someone's going to recline in front
I'm
of you.
I'm okay with everyone reclining. I think you're allowed to recline. I think
to a certain degree.
No, I think you pay for it. Everyone reclines as far as they go back.
No, when I flew to New York, that is a 12 to 14 hour flight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm reclining my seat
you
as far
back.
As it goes.
Yeah, man. You
I
use
paid
it.
For that
do
ticket.
That like that?
It doesn't go that far back, Nala.
No, it does.
It doesn't.
I hate recliners.
Only when the food comes do I feel that I need to respect the person behind me, and I'll come up a little bit.
I had to eat when I put the tray on my knees.
But I think the crew should tell everyone, hey, food's being served here.
Yes.
We need you to bring your seat back. All right, give me one more of most annoying passengers on a plane.
People removing their socks and shoes.
Oh.
Have you had that?
Like
I take my shoes off and my socks off.
I put on the
slippers.
Those socks
I give you.
Yeah, I put those on instead.
You won't be getting them this time.
Yes, you do. You get them in economy.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Where? On Emirates.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
You don't. You don't get socks given to you.
I think you do in premium economy.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is that I take my shoes and socks off.
Oh, no, barefoot on the plane?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Do you know how gross that floor is?
Hey, the floor and the seat that you're sitting on is probably the same thing, guys. You know that.
Yeah, but
you put your face all over that seat.
What? How, are you sleeping backwards?
The only thing I do is, and I've only recently done it, actually, courtesy of TikTok, is I used to go to the bathroom in barefoot.
That's pretty disgusting.
That is...
He's recovered from me.
What's wrong with that?
You are the biggest germaphobe. You are lying.
Yeah, that's why. Because of TikTok, and there was a whole germ thing done in those bathrooms. That's where I was like, all right, I'll be wearing my socks or slippers when I go back in there.
Is this an Australian thing?
I grew up, exactly. We grew up barefoot. Like, we just went barefoot everywhere.
Have you got an aisle or window seat, by the way? Because you got to deal with people getting up and down.
No, it'll be his
family. It'll be my family, so whatever. It'll be okay.
Well, listen, Chris, I think you can do it, mate. Be strong. Economy flying.
Wish me luck, guys. Wish me luck.
You can do it. You can do it.
I'll do it for you guys. Right?
Just think about it.
I'll document the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Right?
And if I don't make it back, just know I love you guys.
Love you too.
Can you believe it's the 1st of July?
Money,
money,
money.
The Chris
Faye
Joe's
10K Pop Quiz.
10K
Pop Quiz?
Pop
on Virgin Radio. Powered by Rack Bank. Let's go.
Woo! Kelly, you got through.
Kelly!
Good morning.
Finally,
How you doing, Kelly?
I'm very good. How are you?
Cannot complain. Everything's great. What do you do?
I am a teacher in a nursery.
Oh, okay. Nursery teachers.
Okay.
So what happens with you guys? You guys get a big school holiday break like everyone else does?
Not a chance.
No. Nurseries never close. They're always on, aren't they?
Yes. We have all the camps and everything.
Oh, yeah. Summer camps and all that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How strong's your immune system?
Pretty strong because it's been about 20-something years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow. If you don't know, nurseries, because all the little kids are there, they all get little sickies, they all share it, and they just keep spreading it. It's like a vicious cycle. It's the thing that I can't, you know, when a cruise eventually goes to nursery, I know that he's going to be bringing it all home. I'm prepared.
We need to come back to this, Rossi. Yeah. Please make a mental note of that. Preparing I need to come it. Back to this because I have a very important question to ask Chris about this.
I'll write it down.
Very, all right. Very important.
The best thing to do is make sure that you take the flu shot every year.
Hit that flu shot. All right.
Oh.
So what we're going to do right now is I've got 10,000 dirhams cash. I guarantee that we give it away this week. So good luck. Today could be the day. All right, Kelly?
Okay, great.
All right. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, come back to it. But here we go. Good luck. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Kelly. Your time starts right now. True or false, Kylie Jenner is older than Kendall Jenner?
True.
Camila Cabello was a member of which group? Jennifer who starred in the Hunger Games movie franchises? Is it Jennifer Lawrence or Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Actors Chris and Liam Hemsworth were born in which country?
Australia.
The UAE is short for what?
United Arab Emirates.
What language is the main language of France?
French.
What sport did Shaquille O'Neal play?
Basketball.
Jessica Biel is the wife of which ex-NSYNC singer?
Justin Timberlake.
Who is Jaden and Willow Smith's dad?
Will Smith.
What is the capital of England?
London.
I can't get you that last one. Man, those questions were pretty easy.
Yeah.
You got 700 dirhams cash. Congratulations.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Man, we got close, though. Yeah. 7 out of that 10. Kylie Jenner is older than Kendall Jenner. False. That is not correct.
She's the youngest out of the family.
Camila Cabello was in a band called Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the last one you didn't get to, which was you got it really, you know, eventually, but after the buzzer, was England is the capital of London.
London is the capital of England.
Yeah.
That would have got you more of the cash. But listen, you got 700 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. Congratulations, okay?
Okay, great. I could also hear my voice coming through after I enter.
That would have put you off a little bit as well.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you sound good to us over here. Yeah. Must be your end. Well, listen, congratulations. Go and enjoy the 700. Guys, I guarantee we're going to give away the 10,000 dirhams cash on the pop quiz this week.
Would you just say you're taking Friday off?
Yeah, Friday I'm off.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm letting you know I'm off.
You're not taking off on Friday. It's our last show.
I'm having it off then.
Yeah, I know. I've already spoken to like the boss about it. I told him.
Oh, before. You're legit.
Yeah. I was actually going to take this entire week off. And I thought, you know what? Because I got all my family in town. But I was like, you know what? I want to do the show. So Friday, I'm off.
Can I just remind you
of
a conversation that happened?
Yeah.
Almost 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes, Nala.
When you guilted me.
Be very careful here, Nala.
On taking a Friday off.
Mm.
And you said, I've never done it. And here you are.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yes, you did. You totally. You gave her so much.
Even my own, you know, sometimes the closest people in your life are the ones that really want to bring you down.
Yeah, because you know? You're ridiculous.
It's called grounding.
I work
pretty hard. I've got my mum and dad, my sister. I just want to spend a bit of time with them. So
you're going.
I get it.
But I'll take that Friday off.
Were you just off last Friday?
Yeah, but that was not for for the family. That was working then. So, thanks, guys. Remember, whenever you guys want any time off, I always say like that. You want to go? Hold on, you're going to your reunion.
Yes, I'm going to my high school.
What did I say? I said you go to that reunion. Pretty go and enjoy that reunion. That was the first thing I said to
you. It's my 20-year high school reunion.
Exactly.
So cool.
I'm not going to make you feel guilty. So
he will later when I come back.
You know, Rossi. If you want to take a year off, mate, take a year off. I'm okay with it.
I need it working with you.
Yeah, take it off. It's 7:20. We're live. It's Nala's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Nala.
Nala is officially how old?
27.
27 years old. Wow, so old.
I'm in my late 20s.
She's in her late 20s, guys. Watch out.
Watch out,
people. You feel any different waking up as 27?
Can I tell you what she did yesterday?
What?
Tell everyone what time. This is a big deal for Nala. What time did you wake up yesterday, Nala?
11.
Wow.
She does not wake up till like 2 p.m. on the weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's the only days
I... go to bed?
That is not... 2, 3?
That's horrible. Yeah, my daughters have got that same thing.
So she woke up at 11.
I woke up 11. 11 is so good.
I get them up.
So well done.
She's woken up by 9 a.m. in my house. The water coming out. I get the hose on them.
You're fun.
Turn the hose on them.
So that's what we do. At 9 a.m., you up. Yeah, the hose is coming down. We're on a late night. I don't care. What? You up at 9 a.m., people.
That's it.
Yesterday, my daughters come up to me. My beautiful little girls, they come up to me. They're not so little anymore. The little women, Nushi and Kiki. And they both come up to me. And they said, well, Dad, we're not going to go to school.
They just declare it to you. I like that.
What? Mm. I always say this. Don't tell me what you're doing. Ask me first.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get frustrated. So it's the last week of school for the year. They're going into a new year. They've got like, you know, how many weeks off in these holidays? They have like
2 months off.
55 weeks, it feels like. They're always off. They're always on holidays. You guys are always on holidays. There's always some public holiday or a term break. I'm like, what am I paying for? So this is their last week of school. And they came to me and they're like, no one goes to school in the last week. I go, what are you talking about? Yeah, no one goes to school. All right? No one. It's not what we do. I go, what are you talking about? It's the last week of school. No. No, honestly, Dad, all the kids don't go to school. Even the teachers, like, they're all cool with it. What they end up doing is, because no one's going to school, they join all the classes together, and then you just stay in a class and you don't do any work. Exams are done. People have already flown out of the country to go on their summer break, so we're not going to go. And we've got the family in town, so let's just spend time with the family. And I'm like, no, we can't do that. I paid for the school. I paid for this week. And as any mature father would do, I got onto TikTok and into Instagram, and I said, well, let's let you guys decide it.
Great, great.
So last night, I put up a little post on TikTok. It's had about 350,000 views.
Wow.
Of people voting. And like 80% of the votes are saying don't send them to school. They shouldn't go to school. And can I tell you, I got messages from teachers.
Wow.
Like literal teachers going, yeah, Chris, I agree with him. We don't do really anything in the last week. We don't even know why we're here.
Well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
So I want to know from you right now, 04871-5544. Should the kids go to school in the last week? Maybe you're on the way to school right now. And you're like, Chris, don't have this conversation right now. Because I had a lot of parents messaging me going, oh my gosh, I am living the exact same life as you. Now, I told my daughters, explain to everybody why you shouldn't go to school. Here are my daughters, Nushi and Kiki, justifying their actions.
So no one's going to school, and also the teachers are not going to teach us anything because it's the last week of school. The teachers are probably going to combine the classrooms because of how many people are not going to school, and there's no point.
And me is, if we don't go to school, we get to spend time with our family, and I'm sick. And no one's going to school, so it's just going to be us.
I like how Kiki went straight for the family angle, because she knows that's going to pull on your heartstrings.
Yeah.
Like, she knows.
She's smart.
She knows as soon as I got to be with the family. Oh, my baby wants to be with the family.
I mean, they're smart.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, they're not at school.
Oh, did they go today?
No, the poll was like 80% not go to school.
Really?
Yeah. Am I a bad parent? Have I failed the...
Rossi, have your kids gone to school today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have exams or anything?
No, there's no exams. They say that they just sit in other, like, because like eight people are in one class and six people are in the other. They just join the classes and they're watching
so
movies.
They do nothing?
They're allowed their phones for certain classes. Miriam, did you send your kids to school?
Yes, I'm actually on my school run back to home.
Now, were your kids telling you they didn't want to go to school?
No, they're very excited. They love the school. They want to go, even though they have a trip today.
They're excited to go to school. Oh, wow. What have you
they're
done?
They're still young, maybe.
Yeah, how old are they?
6 and 10.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, 10 sort of at that
no,
age.
No, but I feel like the last days of school was like the best because all you did was like watch movies with your friends.
Yeah, that's
and like
I
go
thought.
On like trips and yeah. excursions.
Non-uniform day.
Hold on. Last week is what they did that. They all didn't wear their school uniform. They went to Ferrari World, where they went to IMG World. Like they did all that last week.
So then this
so,
week.
I don't know. Okay. Kevin, is it Kevin?
Yeah, hello.
What do you think, man? What do you think?
I think that they shouldn't go to school.
They shouldn't go to school.
I agree.
Right, there you go.
They don't have a lot of stuff to do on the last week, to be honest.
Yeah,
so then
no,
why
I get
does
it,
this week exist then?
I know, they just get scrap it, exactly. Pamela?
Hi, guys. Morning. Just dropped off my very too grumpy kids. But I did do a little deal with them. I have said to them they can go in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they can have the turkey and the Friday off.
Fair enough. Good decision. Oh, that's what I said to them. I said, can we just do Monday, Tuesday, and then you can have the rest of the week off? And then social
Chris,
media went against me.
We know that you have no power over your daughters.
Yeah,
you think you're in control.
All the time.
Yeah. They run the world. They do.
You are not in control.
Liana, what do you think? Should they go to school or not?
Oh, my goodness. It has been a battle with my boys.
Yeah.
But I'm a teacher, and I just finished last Friday. So now they think they can stay home too, but I need that week off. I need that week off to just be, you know, Jamira Jane, catch up on my breakfast, and...
So hold on, you're a teacher, your school's off, but the school that your kids go to school is still got another week.
Yeah, I work in American school. So we finished last week.
Right.
And they're at a British school, so they finished this week.
Yeah,
so
that's...
I just drop them off, and both of them... just so upset.
Luckily, they're not hearing this on the radio, though, because they would be more upset.
No, thankfully. They tried to come up with the excuse that it's Canada Day today and they should stay home.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, not happening.
Lily, what do you think? Give the kids a day off or the week off or not?
I think it just depends on the age, as one of you said, because, like, for me, I have a teenager and a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. The girl wants to go to school and play with her friends, but the older teenager is like, there's nothing we're going to do. So one went to school and one stayed home.
Wow.
So are we going to let them have the week off?
They're going to have the
week off.
What do I do? Well, send them tomorrow? Could you imagine if I tell them tomorrow that they go on to school, they get today off?
Don't be afraid, Chris. You're the boss, mate.
No, but I'm afraid
of him, yeah.
He's not the boss.
When their forces combine, oh, man, the wrath of those guys. But, I had a lot of people message me saying that they're leaving their kids at home or they're already traveling. But, yeah.
That started from last week, by the way. Like, loads of class sizes have dramatically gone down.
Gone down, yeah.
Like, people have gone, like...
But do the students get, like, you know how you get marked absent? Like, what happens to all that, like, your record?
I don't know.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Annie's never had a day off.
Really? Your daughter's never had a day off? Good on her.
But also, they learn more as well, you know, like, when they go on holiday, for instance, or spend the time with the family, they're going to learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to do... I'm going to give them a little bit of work to do this week.
Tell them to come in here.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I'll tell them, like, I want to give them a little bit of work to do just so they, you know, they do something. They're not just at home on their screens. Like, that's the one thing that I won't allow, that you can't just be at home on your screen.
But family's here, so...
Family's here. We're doing a lot of stuff.
Tell all the kids to come in. They can be our interns.
Oh,
I mean, could I be reported now to the KHDA? Like,
probably.
I'm wondering if I could get in trouble, like, publicly saying this. What do you think, Russ?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Move forward.
Virgin update.
Well, this is just a hypothetical conversation that we've had on the radio, and none of it's real.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got?
Let's start off with Justin Timberlake. He was performing in Boston, and he's talking to the crowd. And he seemingly made a joke about his arrest. If you missed it, he was arrested for driving while intoxicated.
Not good.
And then listen to what he said on stage.
Is there anyone here tonight that is driving at Knoxville?
That is driving.
Yeah, don't drive. I mean, drink driving is horrible because you're putting so many people's lives
exactly.
at danger. And I mean, you know, you see stories of horrific stories of people losing parents, losing family because of some drunk driver.
Exactly. Just talk to someone like that. Who's had that happen to
them. It happened to my friend's mom, actually. Yeah. Tragic accident. Horrible. And it had to do with that.
Horrible. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, one drink in or 10. Like, it's just all. Ugh.
And like the fact that you can just get like someone to drive your car here or, you know.
I mean,
and
someone like Justin Timberlake, who's so loaded, how do you not have a driver?
Yeah.
You know?
And then, but like, don't make jokes about it. Like, don't make any references to it. Like, just leave it.
Like, forget it.
It's fine. I understand it was a mistake. You apologize. Let's move forward. Let's not make jokes about it.
Sure.
Okay, and now I want to talk about the comeback. There are two big names that kind of had a little bit of a comeback this weekend. The biggest one is Will Smith. We all heard the new single last week, right? You Can Make It.
Yeah, we loved it.
But he literally just got off stage at the BET Awards. He performed the song for the first time.
But the battle's uphill, and if God is for real, you just wonder if he'll listen. So many tests for the flesh, exhausted, gasping to catch your breath. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death. When you think you got nothing left, keep going.
Don't give up on me, I need you to hold on.
So good.
Get the whole choir
live,
there.
So talented.
Sunday service.
Will Smith, well done, bro.
And the other comeback is, I guess, Drake. Do we think Drake is gone?
Not...
Because everyone's saying he lost
to Kendrick.
He lost, but he needs like a good song to bring everyone back.
Drake is the GOAT. There's no one taking over Drake.
So everyone who's saying Drake needs a song to kind of come back, I bring to the table a new song. This is with Camila Cabello. Camila just dropped her album over the weekend.
Okay, now, gangsta.
Yeah, he's so gangster.
I think this is smart. He's playing it smart. He needs a good pop song that's going to be a number one single around the world.
Yeah.
What is anyone going to say to him? What are they going to say? You know? This is reminiscent of old Drake.
Oh.
This is called Hot Uptown.
Yeah. When it's hot uptown.
Yeah.
When you miss my love. Trying to calm me down.
This is it.
Make this up.
Hot uptown. Do you miss my love? Do you want me back?
I don't think it's old Drake. I
mean, it's that Drake that was in the middle, like passion fruit.
Yeah.
I just think it needs to slow down a little bit.
No, I love it.
Just slow down, like, just a little bit.
I think this is Song of the Summer vibes.
Rolex me, watch me go home. Benz me, call me, go home.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Like beach vibe.
Yeah.
It's very different, isn't it?
Oh, you just said Hotline Bling. It sounds like, you know that, you know, Take Care?
Yes. Take Care. No, I think Passion Fruit.
It sounds like Passion Fruit. Passion in the Night Away. That one.
Yeah, and what's the other one? The other one they did was like Reggae Vibes.
What was it called?
But it sounds like a sped up version, I feel, of this song. Ready? Right, anyway.
I know you've been hurt.
Doesn't it sound like, is it just me?
When this came out, this was amazing.
I love this song.
Do you like this song, Nala?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, it's Nala's birthday. We're playing it right now. Okay,
let's do it.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
This is Virgin Radio. Good morning.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, bless my wife. Shout out to my wife right now. She wanted to do something for herself that she has never done before. So she woke up at 5:30 this morning, and she went and did wakeboarding. You know wakeboarding?
Oh, wow.
You know where you were. She's never done this before in her life, and she was so excited the whole weekend, and she's just messaged me now. The boat's broken down. They never went. So she woke up, got dressed, went all the way to the wharf, got there, and they're like, sorry, the boat's not working. We can't go wakeboarding.
I like Brianna. Is such. She loves doing stuff like that.
Adventurous
she?
Stuff,
she's an adventurous type.
So I guess I'll start wakeboarding soon.
Yeah,
right?
Keep an eye out. Just watching.
Terrible.
Just don't mind me, babe. I'm just here on the back of the boat.
I just want to, you know, just be there to make sure. No. Hey, congratulations! India T20 World Cup winners beating, I'm sorry, South Africa. You did very well.
It was tense.
I watched that last, I watched the last sort of half an hour of it. I love when the commentators are like, you know, they need 30 runs of 7 balls. It's such a, like, it's, yeah. That's what's so cool about the T20, you know.
That catch by Suryakumar Yadav was insane.
Yeah, but hold on, you know the South Africans are saying that it was illegal.
Yeah, yeah, there was a whole debate about it.
I mean, yeah, listen, I don't want to take away from the win. Well done to India. But if you're South African and you believe that catch, looking back at it, was actually not a catch. Give me a call. 04-871-5544. If you missed it, there was a catch. Who caught it?
Suryakumar Yadav.
I mean, in or out, it was a tremendous effort. Oh, like,
insane.
To get that catch was... But they're saying that the boundary wall was pushed back, first of all, which it was, if you look at it.
The boundary wall was pushed back.
You see, there's like a faint white line, and then you see the boundary... Like they're
it's
yeah, the four boundary.
Yeah, but they put these rubber, so that was like sort of pushed out a little bit further away in that where he caught the ball. But they're also saying that his foot did touch the line. And they, I mean, I saw it. I mean, it does look like it did, but
I'm watching it though.
You know, have a look at it. But they did go through the third umpire, and the third umpire gave it to them, like, you know, the TV umpire.
Yeah, they called it out.
Shaq, you're on. What do you think, Shaq?
I think it was illegal. They should have made a closer look at the foot.
So where are you from?
I'm from India.
Wow, oh. So even you as an Indian agree, huh?
Yeah, because it was like, clearly it was showing, he was touching the rope, was touching the boundary.
Yeah, good. Noble of you as an Indian as well, because, usually if that's your team, you're just like, nah, it was a good one. It was a good one. Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, South Africa played amazing. But, I mean, India, you were fantastic throughout the whole series as well. You really dominated what you guys needed to dominate. Elwin, what do you think?
I think it was a legal catch.
Why? His foot touched the line.
Oh, see, they were the third umpires who were taking a decision. So, if the decision was taken, it was supposed to be taken during that time.
Yeah, no, I know, but you did see the foot touch the line, no?
See, I do not know. I've seen the footage, but I just think it's illegal.
Brother, Elwin, foot touch the line, mate. It's there.
Yeah, the foot touch the line, but what? It's ahead of the boundary, though.
Yeah, but as you touch the line, it means...
It's a six.
It's a six.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
No, but if it was that legal touch, then the third umpire should have given a six. They had a check that time.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think the third umpire made the wrong decision. I get what you're saying. Like, I'm not taking away anything from the win. I think congratulations. You guys deserve the win. I think you probably... I want to say you may probably would have won the game, I guess,
it was hard.
It would have been close. It would have been closer.
That wicket definitely changed.
No South Africans want to call in right now. I don't have a South African call.
Happy.
I'm defending you, South Africa. I don't usually do this as an Australian.
I think it was good. Right? There was amazing sportsmanship after.
It was great.
As well.
The whole series.
Everyone. I mean, both teams unbeaten going into the final.
Love that it was in Barbados, by the way.
Yeah, so cool.
Like, I thought that was really cool.
And then three players from India announced their retirement as soon as they won.
Did they really?
Three massive, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, and Ravindra Jadeja.
Hold on, Virat Kohli? He's retiring from what?
T20 cricket, really? And Rohit Sharma as well. So
that's a big loss.
Yeah,
that's a big loss for it.
They said that the young players will take over after that, but it was huge.
South Africa is on the phone right now.
Oh, here we go.
Sarah, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
I mean, it was like a biltong out on that line, right? You got to fit a whole piece of biltong there. That's what he stepped on.
Well, to be honest, when we were watching the game and they did the replay, we were like, oh, my God, that's out. And that catch was so fantastic. And this is coming from the South African, right?
Mm.
And the game was over and everything. And my brother was watching it at his place. And eventually when we connected with my brother and he showed me from his angle the other point, and I was like, that is definitely, definitely wrong that they gave him out. It was so sad for us because it could have really changed the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that six got counted, the game would have possibly
I think it would have been in your favor.
But the first umpire look that they did play, again, if you didn't watch it, basically The Indian player does a remarkable catch where the ball was hit by South Africa. It was going to be six runs. It was going over the boundary. But this South African player, he basically tips it. He then goes outside the boundary, comes back in and catches it. Like, it was unbelievable he did. But his foot on the first replay, it looks like it was in. I agree. What I saw on the TV, I thought it was a good decision. It wasn't until afterwards that I saw it on social media where I was like, hold on a second. That was sort of out. Roshan, also, what do you think?
I agree with you completely, Chris. And my cousin that just called you in now, Sara.
Are you guys actual cousins?
Yes, it's my. Yes, it is. I heard it now on the radio, and then I thought, wait, I have to give a call in as well.
That's great. Sarah, you got your cousin on.
The family's getting together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're quite big cricket enthusiasts on our side.
Yeah.
So, but definitely, normally with a catch like that, just on a cricketing side, they normally do longer than 30 seconds to review it, but it was quite quick. But irrespective, the game is the game. We play in the spirit of the game. So, well done to India. Kudos to them.
Good on you. Good on you. Good on you guys. I love that the family's on board as well. That's fantastic. Finally, Ashur, you really wanted to say something. What do you want to say?
Hey, I have been listening to your show, every day while dropping my daughter to school.
Mm-hmm.
But today I thought that I should really call because there was a discussion about the controversy regarding the catch. So there is a finer detail here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when his foot was touching the rope, he was not in contact with the ball. So you see, he first took the catch and then he tossed the ball up.
Yeah.
And on the way back to catch again, his foot was touching on the rope. So while the foot was indeed touching the rope, if you look at the frame simultaneously, at that point in time, he was not in contact with the ball.
I see.
And that is why the umpires gave.
Yeah. I get that.
I understand. I know what you're saying.
Basically, when he did touch the line, the ball was not in his hand, which is why it was still a legal out. Right? Is that what you're saying, Ashu?
Yes.
Which is why he threw it up in the air.
I ain't taking anything.
Because if you see on the social media, right?
Yep.
So there are frames which show the foot touching the rope. And it did indeed touch the rope if you look at the aerial view. But at that point in time, he had already tossed the ball up.
Correct.
He was not in contact. And that is what the laws of the game, the MCC laws say.
All right. Well, again, want to say congratulations to India. Official winners of the T20 cricket. Welcome. And we did run out of time here, but also well done to England winning the football last night.
Hey.
1st of July. I can't believe it. I keep saying that. The half the year gone already. Here we are live across the UAE. Just gone 8:15 here on the Chris Fade Show. Happy birthday to Nala.
Yay.
Happy birthday. Having a good day?
Yeah.
It's all been good?
Yeah.
How did you celebrate yesterday?
Yesterday I was home,
mm-hmm.
but the day before I went out with friends. My cousin's kids also surprised me with cake.
That's cute.
And then the day before that, also celebrated with another friend group.
So. I mean, it's funny. Is it still a surprise when you get a cake on your birthday? Because you know it's sort of coming. You know what's planned.
No. You know what I mean? And now I'm like, listen, I want this cake.
Yeah.
Please get me this one.
As in, like, you're choosing your surprise cake.
Well, yeah, because there's going to be cake, so you might as well get the one you want.
Take the cake you want. What cake would... Well, okay, so just for future reference, what do you want? You want a vegan, gluten-free cake?
No. On my birthday, nothing counts. I can eat whatever I want. I do whatever I want. Mm. So, like, this year, I wanted a mango cream cake from one of the places. So I was like, I want this one, please.
Mango? Oh, I wouldn't get that. I don't like that. No,
but it's for me, so I don't care.
Yeah, but if I'm gonna buy it, I'm not gonna like. I want to have a bite. Okay. I'm not gonna buy your favorite cake.
What?
Why?
Because no one's gonna eat a mango.
It's not about you. It's about me. How are you turning my birthday into you?
Because I'm gonna be bringing the cake.
I won't assign you. Then I'll get it myself.
Okay, you get it, but give it to me so I can give it back to you then as your birthday on your birthday.
You're so weird.
Yeah. Mango cream.
Yes, so good.
What type of cake's that?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Don't you love mangoes?
No.
I've never tried.
I mean, I love a good mango. We can't get good mangoes here in this country, though.
Oh, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah, I know. I mean, best mangoes are from Australia.
Pakistan.
India.
Yeah, no, Pakistan. I'm sorry, India, great at cricket. Your Pakistans are sorry.
Our Pakistanis are average?
No.
Is that what you just said?
No.
You just said that.
Because I believe the best two mangoes in the world are Australian Pakistani mangoes. I believe they're the two top ranks for me when it comes to mangoes. I've tried a lot. India mangoes aren't as good. India have got the cricket. You're great. Best cricketers, I'll give you that. Mangoes, not on par.
Alfonso mangoes.
Find me a good bring me a good Indian mango.
Someone brings, please listen. Whoever has good Alfonso mangoes, please bring.
Believe me, I've tried. I've tried mangoes from South Africa, from Indonesia. I've tried them all.
Okay, back to Nala.
I've tried them all.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm sorry, it's Nala's birthday. Okay, what did you get? What did we get you? What have we done? What did you get?
Presents?
Yeah, what have you got? Have they given you your presents yet?
No, I'll give it now.
Oh. All right, here we go.
Chris gave me a very nice present.
What'd you give?
Money.
It's not that much different here.
And money, cash is king.
Cash
people
is
want
king.
Cash.
Thanks, yeah, Freddie.
For my birthday, cash.
And just to celebrate Nala.
Pretty's putting on her One Tree Hill.
You should have told me that morning.
No, you have to look cute on your birthday.
And I'm wearing a red cap.
Yes.
That's because of
Ferrari.
No, Travis Kelce. He
Kansas
wears
City
a red
Chiefs.
Cap.
Ah, there we go.
So, because we're all getting dressed up here right now.
Yes, we wanted to dress up as your favorite things.
Aww.
So I am Nathan Scott from One Tree Hill.
My future husband.
I am Travis Kelce, but Lebanese.
Okay.
Can you guess who I am?
I'm Kelce.
Oh, I got it.
No.
And Rossi's wearing a kilt. Why are you wearing a kilt?
And I've got a guitar.
Ed Sheeran? I don't know.
Scottish.
Oh, Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi.
And you're a big fan of Lewis Capaldi.
Jenny is
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Why?
It's the Reputation era.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
So we've all dressed up as your like sort of little favorites.
Yeah. Thank you, okay. Guys.
I mean, we made a big effort. Not really.
Yeah.
It's okay. This is the best. Thank you guys so much. I'm so grateful
and
for you.
Where's
all.
Daniel Ricciardo?
He's coming now,
ladies
Daniel
and gentlemen,
Ricciardo.
It's our special guest.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So, we've got the team in. The now, brief for the team was dress up as something that Nala loves.
Wow.
Okay. So we'll start from left to right. Lorraine, what are you wearing?
Lewis Hamilton's t-shirt.
F1 driver.
F1.
Yeah. There it is.
Asma's wearing F1.
Asma, you're wearing the Formula One t-shirt.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Chad Michael Murray. Hey!
Where did you get
you
that from?
That? No.
Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from?
He stuck it. He made it.
You made it? Wow, Eddie.
That's effort.
Preetam's also in. You've dressed up as?
Ferrari Lewis Hamilton.
There we go. F1. So and.
Well, I've got my snapback, I've got my obnoxious sunglasses, my cut off t shirt and shorts. I'm Chris Faye. Hi, Mum. How are you?
That's Dean.
It's weird. I thought you came as what's his
Nala's
name?
Nala's favorite things.
I love you, Nala.
That's a lie, though. That's not
a I thought you've come as Daniel Ricciardo. But I mean,
it works.
I like your glasses. Though.
I like what you're wearing, though. I could wear that outfit. Like, can I borrow those glasses? It's very good.
He's you.
Rossi, did you want to say anything to Nala quickly?
Nala, we love you so much. You work so hard and you're always smiling. Such a ray of positivity. When you joined the team a year ago, we were so happy to have you.
Five years.
But you're like our little sister and you're such an amazing person and we want the best for you and happy birthday. Enjoy
Pretty, what would you like to say to Nala?
We love you so much, Nala. You have grown so much in these 5 years. It's so wonderful to see you grow up. I don't know if you'll ever stop falling or hurting yourself. I don't think that's ever going to go, no matter how old you are. But we love you so much. I'm so proud of you. and how far you've come in radio as well, and as a person. I love you.
I love you.
Oh my gosh. I just want to say, yeah, Nala, we love you so much. And it's you're an inspiration to so many. You know, you think about you being in Syria when the war was on, and what could have happened to your life, but you guys got out. And now I think about, like, so many people that never got that opportunity to leave a country where they're stuck. You know, because you can look at what someone like Nala has achieved over the last 5 years, and there are many women and men that are in the position that will never get that. So you're an inspiration to many. We love you so much.
I love
you're
you.
An amazing human being, and just don't ever change. Don't ever change. All right.
I love you guys. I will not cry this year. I've made it.
Cry.
He did that on purpose. He's trying to get us to cry.
Yeah, I just want to say I feel very, very grateful this year. Like, I felt the love. I feel like you guys have, like, your family. But this year is just even more. I felt it. I don't know why. I'm so grateful I have family members more here on my birthday. So it was extra special. And I'm so glad I get to celebrate 5 birthdays with you guys, which is pretty awesome.
That's amazing. Well, we love you so much. We took some time here to choose a song that we knew that you were going to love.
Oh, it's
And
Taylor
it's Smack That Akon. it's what Dean scheduled here. So. I abide by the rules and I play the music that they gave me.
We're asking no questions.
All right. Everyone, give Nala a little smack. No, a smack. Smack that. It's Virgin. Nala's birthday.
Yay!
27 years young she is. You got that cake there. Do we have a knife to cut the cake?
No, but it's okay. We'll get one.
Oh. We didn't bring a knife to cut the cake.
It's okay, I'll get
smack
it. It's bad luck not to cut the cake. That's why.
With a knife.
I want to make sure that we cut the cake, yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. Is someone going to get one?
Yeah,
or?
Asma.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Asma will come and get the cake, because I do want to cut the cake.
Yeah.
Don't cut the cake all the way down. Is that my only
What?
Thing?
I don't do that.
If you cut all the way from the top of the cake to the bottom and the knife hits the ground
of
the bottom, that's bad luck for me.
Is it?
Yeah, that's bad luck for us, yeah.
But, like, how do you, like, get the slice of the cake?
She cuts halfway through, then she stops, the next person then cuts full. But the birthday girl should never cut all
that,
the way.
Is that a Lebanese thing?
I don't know. I thought that was
No. I do the backwards one.
With our Virgin Radio budgets, we've got a plastic little knife that may snap here. But here we go. Here she is once again. Nala's celebrating the birthday.
It's upside down.
No, that's how they do it.
Oh, okay.
That's how you make it.
What do you mean? You use the knife upside down.
Yeah, that's how you have to cut it.
So much.
Okay, hold on. Let me make a wish.
Superstitious. Touch the plane as you do it as well.
Wait, I'm trying to think.
Where's the candles?
She's made a wish.
I know. Where are my candles, guys? I got candles.
Where's the wish?
Yay! Okay, I promise I did it half.
He's done it. She's done half. Okay.
Okay, then someone, Pretty, you can do that. Just cut all the way down. Now Pretty's going to cut all the way through that cake. Now you've got the bad luck, Pretty.
No.
I'll take all the bad luck from Nala.
No, you don't. What did you wish for? You know, are you allowed to say?
Can't say.
Don't say, because it won't come
true.
I won't
say, but you guys know.
Daniel Ricciardo.
No. It's more like overall. So it's like,
I get it, yeah.
You don't. Why do you don't need to get married now?
Not marriage.
Son or
Do you think I'm going to waste my wish on a marriage?
I thought you were like wishing for like a guy, and
no,
I was like, I don't need that. Okay, good. All right.
She's a strong, independent woman.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4. Here on the Chris Fade Show. Good morning, full studio. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We've got like 10 people in the studio. I love this. Okay, so my favorite movie. What? Probably top 3 favorite movies of all time. Hold on. Rossi and Dean, what are you guys looking at?
We can't say. I'll send you it.
Because I'm in the middle of this and you both are looking at the screen smiling.
Sorry, I'll send you.
Sorry, it's England.
It's England.
It's football related, is it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it's good on you. You won. Well done. That one came close, by the way.
Well done to Slovakia, by the way.
I was ready to celebrate that England loss this morning. I was ready to go. It wasn't coming home, but right now it is. When's the next match? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Against who?
Switzerland, 8 o'clock.
Good luck on that. You guys really got to up your game. You got to do something different.
Yeah,
please.
We will. Don't worry.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Back to the Future. The saga of the is so good. Will they ever make another one? I don't know. Do I ever want them to make another one? I don't think I do.
No. I don't think anyone can play that role.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, just unbelievable, the whole thing. It was truly amazing.
I don't think
they
should touch it ever.
Now, one of the greatest bands of all time, Coldplay.
Yeah.
They performed at Glastonbury. Glastonbury is the biggest music festival in the world. It is always remarkable. It's always so memorable. Where does it happen?
Well, the town of Glastonbury.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, no.
Not far from Stonehenge.
Oh, really?
I think it's near there. Is it Somerset?
Is that worth going to Stonehenge, by the way? Because I'm off to London next week, and some of the family want to go to Stonehenge, and I'm like, I'm going to probably sit this one out.
Yeah, I don't think it's for you, bud.
What do you want to? I mean, you want to see some stones in a circle? That's it.
That's all it is, right? You're just seeing. It's but there's. I mean, obviously, what do they symbolize? Do we know what?
Something to do with pagan things, I think.
Wow, they teach you a lot at school in England.
Pagan.
Okay, let's not keep saying that word.
What's pagan?
Appreciate it.
I don't even know what that means.
Just keep going. Anyways, Coldplay performed at Glastonbury.
Eddie's in the background giving me like sign language. And like, I'm like, okay, let's not talk about it. Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm not going to go. So I won't go to Stonehenge?
I feel like everyone else except you should go.
Well, for starters, don't get in a taxi and ask for Stonehenge.
Yeah, because that's not right.
It's not called Hedge.
What is
Stonehenge.
It called?
Stonehenge.
Oh, Henge.
Hedge is, isn't that like...
Okay. Allison on the WhatsApp line saying I should go.
No.
Oh, you need to go, Chris.
Allison, you don't know Chris.
Yeah.
He will ruin it for everyone else. He should not go.
Okay. So anyway, Coldplay performed at Glastonbury. Now, if you've never seen Coldplay perform live, we had the opportunity of seeing them here in Dubai Expo. Small crowd, intimate. Fantastic, right?
They just are one of the most incredible bands ever.
If you've ever seen them in a big stadium show, it is even better.
Yeah.
What they do is that they give you those things that you wear on the wrist that lights up.
Yeah.
And to see it from afar, from an above you, and see the crowd of, you know, whatever it is, 30, 40,000 people, it is remarkable. In the crowd was Michael J. Fox, obviously the star of Back to the Future, also who has been suffering.
Yeah, Parkinson's, right?
But he's in and out, and you see him do appearances here and there. One of the things that I didn't know, and we're going to hear it from Coldplay themselves, is that they would have never formed if it wasn't for Michael J. Fox. So there they are, mid-concert in Glastonbury, Coldplay performing. The big guitar riff occurs in the song Fix You. And they have a camera pan straight to Michael J. Fox, who's in the show holding a guitar.
Yeah, on stage.
And they bring
him
up on stage.
It's just so cool.
It's the most beautiful thing to watch. Here is the moment it happens, and then you're going to hear Chris Martin from Coldplay say a few words to Michael J. Fox. Johnny, go, go, go. That's from the movie. He gets on stage and then Chris Martin.
And especially thank you to the main reason why we're in a band is because of watching Back to the Future. So thank you to our hero forever and one of the most amazing people on earth, Mr. Michael J. Fox. Thank you so much, Michael, our hero.
Does everyone have goosebumps?
Yeah.
Same with me. Do you like this song, Nala?
I love it. Well, it gets me teary.
It's her birthday. We have to play some of it right now. For me, this is one of the greatest songs ever written and performed.
Agreed.
There's something about this song, Fix You. We are live on Virgin Radio 104.4, hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. Thank you, Coldplay, for making good music. I am disappointed with them, though.
Why?
In the same show at Glastonbury, you know, there's a lot of flags there. They're waving those flags.
Yeah.
Up front and center was the Lebanese flag. And he says, what's the flag with the tree on it? I don't know that one. So now all of Lebanon are like, Coldplay, we're Lebanese, we're here. It's the cedar tree.
At least he didn't say it was another country. At least yeah, he asked the question.
Yeah, yeah. I would never play that game if I was a performer on stage. I am so bad at, like, flags.
So, like, it's better to ask.
Yeah. Here we go. Sing it, everybody.
Lights will guide you home. And ignite you
home. I know the words that you said.
And I will try to fix you.
It's beautiful. Virgin Update. News headlines at 8:42.
From Dubai Mall's paid parking system comes into effect today, while in the UK the general election takes place this week.
Thank you.
Virgin Radio weather, powered by insurancemarket.ae.
It feels like 43.
You know, Coldplay performed an amazing show at the in Abu Dhabi, right? Did you go to that one, Nala?
Yeah.
It was so good, right?
It was the best concert I've ever been.
Nah, we love it. All right, well, listen, performing at Wireless in Abu Dhabi is SZA.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
It's Nala's birthday!
Time to play the game show within the show.
Well, at 8:51, it is Nala's birthday, and we're celebrating by playing a game show within a show.
Yeah, 1 second Taylor Swift songs, Nala. Oh, I expect 5 out of 5 on this one.
So I've got our contestants up against each other. Yeah. Taylor Swift is, she's a huge fan, obviously, Nala, so we're celebrating with a little Taylor Swift challenge. 1 second. I mean, I believe this is going to be too easy for Nala.
Really?
I think it's too early, so I don't know.
All right, well, we'll see how we go. Let's welcome to our contestants. Contestants number one.
Hello, my name is Preeti, and I love you, Nala. Happy birthday.
Aww.
Contestant number two.
Hey, it's Nala, and I'm in my late 20s officially.
It's 27, late 20s. Yeah. Yeah, is that? Yeah. All right, cool.
27 Club. Hello, I'm Ross, and I'm dressed as Louis Capaldi today, especially for Nala's birthday.
He's wearing a kilt. Show everyone what you're wearing, Ross. Just there's a lot of people in the studio right now.
Under the kilt.
Okay.
Everyone's got to see it.
This is it. Here we go. We've seen way too much.
Sorry, guys. They're flesh. Just don't panic. They're flesh-coloured underpants. Okay.
Yeah, but hold on.
Did you see the gusset?
Yeah, because you know when
they're transparent, bro.
Yeah.
We see everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. I've got hemorrhoids. Don't say that. Are they transparent? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Guys,
I think we should just end the game. It's disgusting. We're all. You know,
sorry,
you know
did
when,
you see a bit? I mean, don't call HR.
You know when someone's at the gym and they're like, they lean over too much and their lycra stretches and you can see way too much? Like, that's what happened, but yours are clear as well. So, yeah, that wasn't fun to see then, Russ.
Yep.
Second time for me.
What do you mean?
Where's Marsha?
Scarred for life after she saw me on the toilet at Redfest.
Yep, our last brand manager accidentally saw Rossi on the toilet at Redfest EXB. She's,
Guys, I think we need a moment to regroup here.
I'm done.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Not realize they were see-through.
1 second Taylor Swift songs. I'm going to roll this out. Let's see if we can get this done. You got 1 second to identify. Well, you got 10 seconds to identify a 1 second Taylor Swift song.
Okay.
Good luck, guys. Here we go.
Crystal Sky.
Bang. I need song title and I need the artist. Wait. One more time.
Crystal skies.
Oh my gosh. Look at that face. And then my first mistake. Ooh. What's it? So you call me into forever? And I got that.
You don't need to sing it. You don't need to sing it.
Crystal skies. I could show you.
No cheating.
They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got out.
Yes.
Got it.
Come on, get those blank minds working right now.
Got it.
All right, please hold it.
Blank space.
Blank space.
You've all answered blank space. Nala did help them out with
blank
that one.
Blank space, baby. And I'll write your name.
Play along with us. Here's your next 1 second Taylor song.
Short. She wears.
I'm on the bleachers. Seeming about the day when you wake up and find what you're looking for. And you hear the whole time if you can see that I'm the one.
I just realized that Arabs click like Arabs. Nala's clicking. It's like she's at a wedding.
No, 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 no. Yeah. I got it.
Yes, Rossi.
You belong to me.
You belong with me.
Oh, it's incorrect.
Yep, Rossi's incorrect. It is you belong with me. You belong with me, not to me.
On the not the Taylor Swift version.
All right, cool. Well, there it is, though, anyway. We'll go to number three. You. A little bit harder. Not the most popular Taylor song, but a good one.
This is Reputation era.
I know it.
You know it? I got harder in the break of dawn. I needed that in the...
I know it.
Oh,
Nala, please stop helping everybody.
Okay. And stop singing as well. I know it's your birthday, but...
Okay, yeah. Guys, you don't have a great voice.
She can do whatever she wants. It's her birthday.
Look what you made me do.
Yes, good job. Look what you made me do.
It is Look What You Made Me Do. Well done. Last one. Last one. We're gonna finish off this the way that we started it, by the way. As it begins,
my one condition. Okay, got it.
Let's not sing it. Remember, let's not sing it.
Got it.
Wildest Dreams.
Can you let me finish? He just has no patience.
It is Wildest Dreams. The winner out of this is the birthday girl. Yay! The one, the only, Nala. Congratulations. Now, I said we're gonna finish this the way that we started it. Rossi, go ahead, mate.
No.
The boss has just walked in. I think I'll pass.
Come on, Ross. One more time.
I'm not.
All right, do it from the other side.
There's C3.
Turn around and
Why
do it.
Why are you obsessed?
Rossi, would you consider yourself a legend?
Yeah. What's so funny? You should all consider yourselves a legend.
I consider you a legend, Rossi. I do.
I am.
We are looking... Can I tell you why I asked you that question?
Why?
We here at Virgin Radio are looking for the Aquaventure World Legend, who is going to win the Aquaventure World Annual Pass.
Wow.
All right? Mm. So what I'm going to do in about 8 minutes here is we're going to play a clip of a song, okay, from a music legend.
Yes.
But it's going to be under the water.
Correct.
And you have to identify who that artist is under the water. And do you get what we're doing?
And if you get it right, we're going to get you 4 tickets to Aquaventure World for this weekend to compete.
It's not your usual water park. It's where the legendary lives. It's crazy because I have got my friends in from Australia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are staying. They asked me, where should I stay?
Yeah.
Now, they've got 2 kids. They're a married couple. And I said, I think you should stay at the Atlantis.
Yeah, for this reason.
Well, I can't. Now I haven't. I got to make. I don't think she uses profanity, my friend. But I just want to play you just a moment here. This is just. She landed yesterday and checked into the hotel. This is my friend Leslie Ann. Let me just make.
Oh my gosh, this place is insane.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this place is insane. Like insane. At every corner we turn, I'm just amazed and impressed. Aww. I can see why you stayed here for so long, and I've only visited the hotel so far.
Isn't that crazy? Now, she goes on for another 45 seconds just talking about how amazing the hotel at the Atlantis is. And then she goes on to talk about, and today, which is, this was yesterday, today being tomorrow, today, she's going to spend the entire day at Aquaventure. Cool. And I love that. Like, she's only gone into the Atlantis. She's been there for 4 or 5 hours. She says, I know why you moved to Dubai. Isn't that crazy?
That's cool.
Just from the hotel.
Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. As many of you get ready to board a flight, I just posted up on the Chris Fade Show. I'd love you to go see this. It's a commercial from Emirates from 1992.
I love that.
It's so cool.
It looks so cool.
They've got the same music.
Yeah.
But the screens were like the size of like, remember like a Nintendo Game Boy?
Yeah, they look like Game Boy.
They're like so small.
Yeah.
It's cool to see.
It was like a small little cassette that they'd put in for videos, like for watching a movie. Mm-hmm. 1992.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy, huh? Go check that out. I hope you're traveling somewhere well. If you're staying here in the country, let us hook you up. Let us get you to Aquaventure. Morning. Oh, sorry. Okay, yes, Mario. I'm glad it makes pretty laugh. Like Rossi not even cracking a smile.
I just think we're, if you listen back to the show. Yeah. If someone were to be listening to today's show and this was the first introduction,
is that what an introduction?
They're either going to be like, these people are crazy, I need to listen more, or these people are crazy, I need to leave.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's one or the other.
But like, you're losing and laughing, Rossi, straight face. I guess.
No, Rossi's picking his nose here.
No, it's just too easy, though. Like, it's too easy comedy.
You would have never thought of that, mate.
It's like, it's too basic.
All right, cool. We are looking for the Aquaventure World legend, all right? Virgin Radio, we have teamed up with Aquaventure World legend. That's what we're looking for right now. Are you the legend? I'm about to play you a music legend, but under the water. If you know it, call us 048715544. Aquaventure World, where legendary lives. It's not your usual water park. It's where the legendary lives. 105 world record breaking slides, attractions, and experiences. It's the world's largest water park. And how cool is that?
We've got four tickets to Aquaventure World, but you're going on Saturday, this Saturday, to compete for the title of Virgin Radio's Aquaventure World legend.
All right, so you got to be going this Saturday. So make sure if you apply for this, you know you're going on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 048715544. We've got four tickets. Name the song and the artist.
Ooh, you're making it hard.
I think that's pretty easy. If you want tickets, go to aquaventureworld.com. I may be popping in there today. My friends are staying at the Atlantis, as I mentioned. Nice. Such a great place. I advise them to stay there because they had kids. And
they
just messaged me, as I said before, and they just said it is the best place. It is just fantastic. So name the song, title, and artist. Leah, who is it? What is it?
Coldplay.
Song title?
Universe? No. Sorry. Him for the weekend?
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Danish, song title and artist?
This is Glass of Water by Coldplay.
What?
Glass of what? Even
is that a song?
Not Glass of Water. That's not what the song is called. Anita, song title and artist?
Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Yeah. You are going to Aquaventure World to possibly become the Virgin Radio legend. Well done, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got four tickets coming your way, guys. We'll do it every day this week to find out if you are going to be Virgin Radio's Aquaventure World legend.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show. Good morning. That was Dua Lipa Houdini. It is Nala's birthday, everybody.
Yay.
Nala. We've been celebrating it all morning as well. Have you had a good morning?
I had a great morning. I just want to thank you all for the presents and the good words and the effort for wearing my favorite people. So thank you so much.
You're 27.
Yes.
So do you think you're old?
I don't think I'm old. I think for the first time, I feel like I'm an adult. So the past couple of years, I felt like I was just fresh graduate coming out of it. But now I feel like...
Big girl.
Yeah. I feel like now I have more responsibilities. I'm growing in my career and stuff. So I just feel like, oh, so now this is what adult life is, basically.
So did you think at the age of 27 you'd be doing this? Like, was this what your profession? You thought you'd be working on the radio, producing, talking on the radio?
That was my dream. Like, I've always wanted to work in anything entertainment when I was young. Like, I remember that very, very vividly, and my family do. So the fact that I'm actually doing it, I never thought that was possible. So it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool to be able to, like, at the age of 27. All I know is that I remember when I was 27 was the year that I moved to Dubai.
Right.
Ah, away.
Yeah.
Right.
So 27 was the year that I moved to this city. So, you know, again, there's so many opportunities still for you. And I remember when I was 27 thinking to myself, oh, I'm getting old. Then I remember when I was 37 thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm old. And then I look back, the person that I was when I was 27 to versus who I was at 37.
It's different.
And I'm sure one day when I'm 47, I'm going to look back and think to myself, gosh, I thought I knew everything at the age of 37.
You don't.
But you always keep learning, right?
Yeah, you keep growing. You keep learning. Things keep changing. Your environment keeps changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's one thing you want to achieve before 30? Is there anything that you want to achieve before 30 that you think about? You're like, I want to do this.
If you say have a conversation with Danny Ricardo, I will take this cake and smash it in your face.
If you say that, like, just to leave this radio show,
No. For me, it's just, I just wish before 30 I'd been in a place where I can help out my parents more.
Okay, that's beautiful. I like that.
That's a noble thing to say. Well done. We'll give her one more big round of applause.
Yay, Nala, love you.
It's Nala. It's also a song. This song is dedicated to her. Oh. It's 21 Pilots, Stressed Out.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us. Eddie's up next. Don't miss out. Get your favorite songs played. Mm-hmm. Hey, tomorrow on the show, the pop quiz does return. We guarantee to give the pop quiz money away this week.
We were so close today. I thought it was going to happen.
I thought so as well. So tomorrow, 7:10, you don't want to miss it. Have yourselves a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.